another episode of Pixel Recess, the shortest non-design related design podcast ever. On today's show, we have special guest and fellow Cincinnatian, Chris Klass. You'll notice that the show sounds like it was recorded in a submarine, which is my fault for not checking to make sure the microphones were properly selected as input, so the audio quality is, like the show, fairly terrible. Today's show is brought to you by beeping sounds and air conditioning. I hope you enjoy the very poorly recorded, again, I apologize, podcast. You ready to start?
Sure, yeah. I turned off.
You have no idea what you're in for either.
I don't. Now I'm a little nervous, frankly.
Are you?
Well, not really.
Okay, but. Yeah. You don't seem very nervous.
No.
So why do you stay here in Cincinnati?
That's easy. It's a really, it's a great place to be able to afford to make mistakes. It's reasonable here, and we have four seasons, and I'm a fan of those. And
it's a good hotel. Yeah.
It's a band, isn't it?
Four Seasons is a band?
I think so.
There's the Four Tops.
The Four Seasons.
If you had a blank billboard that you could do whatever you wanted on, what would you do?
Goodness. Oh. I should have prepared for this. I'd probably go with something simple like, hey girl, hey. Or like take a picture and make it exactly the scene behind the billboard, thus making it invisible. Because I'm really not a fan of billboards.
So if you weren't doing design, what would you be doing?
Well, I've always wanted to serve tables at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah?
I've never done it. And, you know, I hope to do that one time.
Do you think designers should get tips? We are in the service industry.
You know, hourly doesn't seem right. Doing things by project doesn't seem right. It should be based on value and enjoyment. So tips should be encouraged.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm gonna start putting a line item on my invoices.
Gratuity. Yeah, I think that's... I actually do think that's a great way to go.
Feel free to write that in.
Gratuity.
Your 20% is common.
It's common.
Yeah.
For anything over... Yes. 10. For any 10 revisions, there is an automatic 25% gratuity added. It does have legs. I like legs. So what's the worst typeface ever made?
I don't know how to say it. Is it Zapf Chancery?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Zapf.
Zapf. Yeah, that one I could do without. I love Gotham, but I can point it out immediately, and I feel dirty using it. So I had to look up how to pronounce Helvetica. Is it Noye?
Is it? It's a Noye, yeah. There's too many fonts. There's too many fonts, I think.
I agree. Yeah.
We need to just tone it down. Just settle.
It's ridiculous.
Settle down. Settle down on all the fonts. What are some of the rules and regulation one has to go through in order to speak to Aaron Draplin?
I don't know.
So there's no drinking games or arm wrestling or anything just to be worthy of his time?
Not to my knowledge. Have you reached out to him?
I have not reached out.
Well, maybe you should reach out.
I should. Do you address the beard, or is that a no-no? Can you look directly at the beard?
When I first met him, he didn't have the beard.
That does not seem possible.
I
thought he was born with a beard.
Actually, yes.
I seen you without a beard with your King's Island.
I'm so sorry about that.
It was pretty jarring.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So you didn't have to call the beard sir or... Madam.
No.
That's a great lead-in to the next question, which is, in a fight between Aaron Draplin and a mountain lion, who would win?
Between those two guys?
Mm-hmm.
Or characters? Let's see.
They're probably our characters.
I would handily put my money on Draplin.
I would agree. I don't think you'd have to do anything. You'd have his beard punch the line and it'd be done. So, do you like bathrobes?
I have to say, I want to like them more than I really do, because when you're 6'5", they always start to feel like mini skirts. You know, they just don't really play well. And it's not like there's a big and tall store for bathrobes. But I'm a fan of the texture, especially those terry cloth ones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I like going to hotels and trying on the bathrobes.
Always too small.
Always too small. I look ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I have photos on my phone.
They're not quite as comfortable. Well, it depends.
Well,
I'm going to Super 8, so maybe that's...
They have robes.
I thought it was a robe.
Yeah. I mean, it's like robes mostly are like a towel that you can't quite wrap around your waist. That's how they feel for me.
A robe. It's a towel with pockets.
Really?
Yeah.
A towel that doesn't fit with pockets.
Yes. And slippers? You do slippies? Slippers?
You're
not a slipper.
Slippers.
So you're not a big Lebowski type guy then?
No.
Okay.
No.
We had to get that out of the way. So what's it like to be doing top secret design missions for the president?
That was pretty intense, I have to say.
I'm surprised you could talk about it at all.
Well, we've been asked not to talk about it.
Okay. Does your beard have magical powers?
Not to my knowledge. That's what my lawyers told me to say if ever I've been given a question of that nature.
Gotcha. So that's a redacted one you can't answer. That's all right. I get it. Excuse me. Name an overall industry that you think needs better design.
Restaurants. Websites. Restaurant websites.
Wow.
I mean, really, I don't get it.
I was going to say trucks. I think it's an opportunity.
You know,
I also think it would be a waste opportunity because I don't think they would find much value in it.
You know,
but
in school they said, if you're designing a logo, make sure that it works on the side of a truck going 60 miles per hour.
Yeah.
You know,
it seems like no one...
It's the hallmark of good design.
It seems like no one took that into account, that they don't care about having good design.
Right.
Although there are some that do catch the eye when it is good. You're like, wow, that was nice. But it's rare. What are your views on malls?
I have fond memories of malls. Aladdin's Castle, you know, the video game. Stores.
Food courts.
The anchor stores. I mean...
Sbarro. Great time.
Bad new logo. Malls. So now they're all turned inside out now, I guess.
You just park. Outdoor, yeah.
So you don't have to walk so far. It's like the fattening of America.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I just need to go to Michael's, or I just need to go to DSW shoe warehouse.
Black and white.
I have to walk 3 blocks inside.
There are too many designers in the world, and in order to thin the herd, you have to get rid of some. Besides me or you, who would you get rid of?
I could come up with a list. I need more time.
You don't have one on you? I'm sort of surprised. I have one. My mind just went blank.
You don't have a list, do you?
I don't. I made it up. Shh, don't tell anyone. Do you believe in math?
I'm not sure. You know,
that's a pretty agnostic view of it.
Yeah, I'm pretty agnostic about math. Yeah. I'm not a very strong swimmer in the sea of math.
How many famous designers do you know? Just a number.
Aside, apart from you.
And yourself. 25? 50?
At least 25.
Yeah.
Certainly. Are there that many famous designers in the world?
I don't know what qualifies.
I think there's only like three.
There's probably only three. Yeah. And they're probably not ones we even know. So when are you going to write a book? I think you should write a book.
Ooh, write a book.
Short one, a very short book.
I should hope so.
Maybe a self-help book.
Oh, my favorite. I really like positive motivational messages.
Or a fictional book about CSS.
Ooh, that'd be good. Yeah. How to do CSS really poorly. Actually, that would be kind of funny. Because I've mastered that.
It could be a book on all the wrong things to do.
I should really write this down. This is good.
Well, that's all the questions I have because I have no more questions. Okay. So yeah, we're done.
That really is.
That's it. We're done.
Waste of time.
I appreciate that.
And that was my interview with Chris. He's also very hard to hear because his beard acts as a muffle and a barista. As always, thank you for listening. You can find us on the web at pixelrecess.com, on Twitter, follow us there, Pixel Recess. Go to Facebook and like us, also Pixel Recess. And please go to iTunes, search for us, rank us, review us, get us up there. I keep saying us, sorry, bad habit. Get us up there in the rankings, which is happening. We just recently were number 7 and noteworthy, so hooray, good times. I have no idea what kind of award we can win, but trying for it makes me giddy like a show horse. Anyway, I hope you all enjoy your Friday and your weekend to come. Thanks.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.